Hello again, it's Fran here, and those of you who know me will know that I have lots of different hats that I wear, different functions that I fulfill, but my main job at the moment is as a custodian of the very wonderful St Magnus Cathedral in the centre of Kirkwall in Orkney. And I thought that this evening I would tell you a little bit about the story of St Magnus, who he was, and what he did to deserve becoming a saint. And a little bit about the cathedral itself. And this is maybe a subject that will crop up several times in my audio booze because it's something very close to my heart. Magnus was the Earl of Orkney when it was part of Norway, and he ruled the islands in the early 12th century. He wasn't the only earl, though. He actually shared the earldom with his cousin Haakon, and the two of them didn't get on at all. Haakon was more of your typical Viking. He liked making war and battles and acquiring possessions. And Magnus had studied with monks and had become a lot more peaceful in his outlook and preferred praying and thinking and talking to fighting. And the governance of the island suffered accordingly because the two earls didn't get on. So they arranged to have a peace conference. And the conference was going to be on the island of Eggleston, one of the smaller islands in Orkney. And the deal was is that they would each arrive on the islands with two ships, and the men on the ships were to be unarmed. So the day arrived, Magnus turned up at the islands with his two ships, and the men on the ships were unarmed. Haakon turned up with eight ships, and every single man on board was armed to the teeth. So it was a very unfair contest, and it was fairly clear from the start that Magnus wasn't going to really get out of this. But Magnus himself said that they needed to see the end of the story. They needed to sort out what was going to happen. Haakon's supporters urged him to do the deed as quickly as possible, to kill Magnus and be done with it. Haakon, for whatever reason, didn't want to do the deed himself. So he got his cook to do it. A poor, unfortunate, one of these minor characters in history. His name was Liffulf, and poor Liffulf was sent with an axe to go and find Magnus and kill him. Magnus was down at the shoreline in prayer, and he saw Liffulf coming towards him, and Liffulf was crying. There were tears pouring down his face, and Magnus rose to his feet and said to Liffulf, I know why you're here, and I know what you have to do, and I forgive you, and God forgives you. But when you strike the blow, can you make it to the front of my head and not the back of my neck? Because I have no desire to die like a common thief. And so it was that Magnus knelt down in front of Liffulf, and Liffulf lifted the axe high and brought it squarely down on the top of Magnus's head and killed him dead. Well, Magnus's body was brought to Bursey in mainland Orkney, and almost immediately strange lights appeared and miraculous cures were effected. Very quickly, Magnus got a reputation for being a very saintly man, and a cult grew up around him. Now, whilst all this was happening, there was a little boy growing up in Norway. This was Magnus's nephew, and he decided that when he came to be an adult, he would return to Orkney and take back Magnus's earldom, which he felt was rightly his. So Ronald, as he became, travelled to Orkney and said to the people of Orkney, "If you support me in my claim to be the Earl, I'll make Magnus a saint and I'll build him a cathedral." And the people of Orkney said yes, and they supported him. And it all came to pass in 1137. The foundation stone was laid for what became Orkney's finest building, St Magnus Cathedral. So the story of the cathedral I'll continue another time. So that's the story for now of Magnus, who he was, and how he came to be a saint. So if you thought that was interesting, then you might like to listen out for further audio booze about the cathedral and its history. Thank you very much for listening.